Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to today's episode of Financial Lifeguard on Duty. I am your host and financial lifeguard, Christine Lucan. I help people who feel like they are drowning financially get to a safe place and catch their breath, and then I teach them how to swim. Even if you're an experienced swimmer, it's still good to have a financial lifeguard on duty just in case the water gets rough. In today's episode, do not co-sign that loan. I'm going to tell you why it's never a good idea to co-sign a loan for a friend or family member, whether it's a credit card, car loan, or a mortgage. Co-signing is hazardous to your financial and relational health. There are both money consequences and relationship consequences when someone defaults on a loan that you're a co-signer for. Potential risks include seizure of bank accounts, garnishment of your paycheck, ruined credit, and ruined relationships. If you follow my blog or podcast for any length of time, you know that I have made a lot of financial mistakes in the past. Surprisingly, this is not one of them. However, I have encountered quite a few people who have reaped the negative consequences of co-signing a loan for a friend or a family member. I think it's important to understand, first of all, why a bank would want a co-signer for a loan in the first place. Banks typically require a co-signer on a loan when the applicant does not meet their lending criteria. This usually means that the applicant, your friend or family member, has bad credit, no credit, too much debt, not enough income, or some combination of those things. Banks have lending formulas and statistics down to a science. Lending is their business, and they have deemed your friend or family member a bad business risk. That is why they want a co-signer. Essentially, what they have determined is that your friend or family member is not likely to repay this loan, and that there is a high risk of default, and they are not willing to take that risk. And the only way that they're going to approve this loan is somebody with a more favorable credit score and credit history is going to be on the line if the first person doesn't pay. So what does it actually mean to co-sign a debt? Essentially, you are volunteering to be legally and financially responsible for the entire debt if the original borrower does not pay for any reason. If the person becomes unable to pay because of a financial hardship, maybe they've lost their job, maybe they're on disability because of a car accident or whatever that reason is, the bank doesn't really care. If there's a co-signer on the loan, and the original person isn't paying, the lender's going to come knocking on your door expecting you to make the payments and or the loan in full. If you avoid trying to pay the loan, the lender can submit negative credit information on your credit report. They can also take legal steps to recover the money from you, including wage garnishment, attaching bank accounts. So co-signing essentially means that you're removing the financial and legal consequences of that debt from your friend or family member, and you're placing them on yourself. That's what it means to co-sign a debt. But I want to help, you might say. I might want to help this person. I know they're in a tough spot. They've fallen on some rough times. I understand why their credit is bad. You know, I mean, maybe there are some legitimate reasons. Maybe in the past they had an illness or a divorce or something else that, you know, caused that negative credit information that they, you know, couldn't pay other bills. So maybe you honestly do want to help this person. So if you want to help your friend or family member, then give them the money that they need. If you can't afford to give them the money, then you can't afford to co-sign. Default rates on co-signed loans are as high as 75%. So there's a 75, up to a 75% chance that you are going to end up paying some or all of that loan to the person you're co-signing for. Therefore, if there's a 75% chance that you're going to pay for it anyways, you might as well just give them the money. Well, what if you can't afford to give them the money? Well, if you can't afford to give them the money, you can't afford to co-sign. If your friend or family member is truly worthy of the help that they need and you don't have the money to give it to them, see if you can get a group of people together to help pitch in. You know, let's say it's a single mom and she, you know, she's got a couple kids and she needs a car, and maybe she's got poor credit because of a divorce situation. You know what? Get some friends and family members or some people from church together, and, you know, if everybody pitches in $100, $200, you know, if you get 10 or 20 people to help, you know, that's enough money to buy a used van, you know, at a used car lot, and you're able to bless that person without debt. You know, that's an entirely feasible situation. So I've had people say, you know, my brother, my girlfriend, my best friend will be upset with me or is pressuring me or making me feel guilty about saying no to co-signing. I'm feeling pressured and feeling guilted into co-signing this loan. I understand more than anyone else that money is emotional. However, it's important to recognize that when you make financial decisions out of emotion, it's usually going to be an expensive learning experience. If you have a habit of caving into pressure from others, please go right now, get on Amazon, run over to Barnes & Noble, and buy a copy of the book Boundaries by Dr. Henry Cloud and read it. Co-signing when you can't afford to pay the bill is putting your own financial health at risk. Your income is the lifeblood of your personal finances. If you suddenly have to make a large payment on someone else's debt, you're going to lack the funds for your own goals. So it's like pledging to donate more blood to the Red Cross than you have to give. So let's pretend that you decide to donate blood once a month. The average human body contains 10 pints of blood. And usually when you go to give blood, they take about one pint during blood donation. What if your friend pledged to donate one pint of blood to the Red Cross for 3 months and asked you to co-sign? So if he didn't donate the blood, the Red Cross could come to you at any time and demand that you pay up the balance. The human body cannot afford to lose more than 3 or 4 pints of blood at one time without risking major problems. Now, I don't think any of us in our right minds would ever agree to do that. And yet people do the equivalent of this with their money when they co-sign. What about co-signing for my spouse, fiance, boyfriend, or girlfriend? Well, if you're married, this is a non-issue. When the minister says, and now you are one, that means financially as well. So if you're married to somebody, your credit histories are intertwined, and what each of you do affects the other. So most of the time, whenever one of you is entering into a loan agreement, both of you are probably going to be on the loan anyways. And legally, even if only one of your names is on the actual loan documentation, in most states, legally, your spouse is also on the line for that money. So that's really a non-issue. However, do not co-sign for your fiance, boyfriend, or girlfriend. There are a lot of weddings that never happen. For example, when I hit financial rock bottom, you know, I was engaged to a guy who was horrible with his money. And when I left him, I gave him back the wedding ring because his mother had co-signed on the wedding ring, on the engagement ring. And so I knew if I kept that ring that she was going to end up having to pay that bill. And I certainly didn't want that. So I gave him the ring back so that she wouldn't be on the line. So there are a lot of weddings that don't happen. And it's bad enough to experience a breakup, and then you're stuck with a monthly payment as a reminder of that person that you want to forget. This happened to a friend of mine. She co-signed a car loan for her then-boyfriend. Within a few months, he wrecked the car. Shortly thereafter, they broke up, and he stopped making car payments. You know, his rationalization is I don't have a car. I'm not going to make car payments. Well, guess who they came after? That's right, my friend. And it pretty much ruined her credit. So it was not a pretty situation. And she had to deal with the repercussions of that decision for a long time. So also know a lady who co-signed for some bills for her mom's medical treatment when her mom was going through cancer. And, you know, that's a bad idea. You know, hospitals are not supposed to deny treatment to anybody for their ability to pay. So you should never have to co-sign and put your name on the line for a medical bill for a friend or family member. So be very cautious of these things. Now, what about co-signing a loan for one of my children since they don't have any credit? Well, honestly, I would much prefer that you teach them how to save up and pay cash for a car. They will take much better care of a car that they have had to work for, even if they're just paying for a portion of it. I know a lot of people, like Dave Ramsey, recommend, hey, what have a matching fund where, you know, you tell your child, you know, if you save so much money, we will match you dollar for dollar to pay for your car up to, say, $5,000. So they could get a maximum. If they save $5,000, you would throw in $5,000 and they could get a $10,000 car. I would much prefer that you do that than co-sign for a loan for your child. If they need to build some credit, because I do believe that your credit score is not unimportant, get them a secured credit card where they put some money in the bank that they kind of lock down that savings, and then you have that credit card up to that amount. I'd rather you do the secured credit card because it's a better method to build credit than to teach your kids a lifetime habit of having car payments. So I hope that I have thoroughly convinced you of the evils of co-signing, and I hope you'll avoid it like the plague. Even God thinks it's a bad idea. In Proverbs 22:26-27, it says, don't agree to guarantee another person's debt or put up security for someone else. If you can't pay it, even your bed will be snatched out from under you. My job is to make sure that you get and stay financially healthy. So I hope you have found today's topic, although a little heavy, very educational. And please share this link with someone else who may need it. Thank you for listening to this episode of Financial Lifeguard on Duty. As always, I am available for both in-person and virtual coaching sessions. You can schedule your financial coaching appointment by emailing me at christine@christinelucan.com. I look forward to talking with you next time. Until then, have a great week.